You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
That's right, you're locked into Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Thing. This week on the show, I'll be joined by producer and rapper Shilky, who's bound to drop his debut solo album. It's called Tempat Gelap. He'll be joining us on the show to tell us all about it. Right after some tunes that I've lined up for you, let's kickstart tonight's show with something from Malaysian Irish producer and singer Yune Pinku, who has just released her debut EP as well. Here's the title track of that EP, Yune Pinku with Bluff. Keep it locked right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
Treat me, places that awaits people like me, man. 世界上的地方需要你我他的爱 Baby 不要再顾忌 这次路上每个人对你说的做得不一定真心 Let it be 你高高在上我只欣赏随风荡漾我不紧张 I'm just chilling my name 一边走着一边看着星星 没心情没话语 Energy is what you need Let's make some noise Take it
Malaysia, that was F Rider with the track Same Clouds. Right before that, something from the Philippines. It's Loner with the track Make Noise. That one features Malaysia's very own Shell Hill, who's back from South by Southwest, where he played a show in the iconic Austin, Texas event. Alright, Shilky is joining me on the line right after this. We'll be finding out more about what got him into music and more details about his debut solo album called Tempat Gelap. Coming up right after a track from that brand new album, this one features Gut and it's called Kau Mana by Shuki. Stay tuned, Shuki joins us on the show right after this.
Kata pagalah tu aku tunggu kau show up. Pintu dah tertutup dan nila dah score. So kau mana? Kau mana? Yeah, 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 kita boleh naik spaceship. Tanah macam parti sebelah rumah. Tanah benda rumit. Aku boleh faham kalau kau trauma. Tapi aku bukan jenis nak bazi masa. Aku faham kalau kau perlukan masa. Let go. So now, bagi tahu kau nak ride ke tak. Kita boleh pergi jauh. Keluar ke langit bintang. Terang kaulah bintangku. Terang macam matahari. Bagalah tu aku tunggu kau show up. Pintu dah tertutup dan nila dah skor. So kau mana? Kau mana? Yeah, aku tak nak tunggu. Aku tak nak tunggu sampai. Bagalah tu aku tunggu kau show up. Pintu dah tertutup dan nila dah skor. So kau mana? Kau mana?
Kata bagalah biar aku tunggu kau show up. Kita pasangan yang kau rasa kita silap. So kau mana? Masa depan tu rahsia. Kau cakap jaga apa ada depan mata. So kau mana?
Kata bagalah tu aku tunggu kau show up. Pintu dah tertutup dan nila dah skor. So kau mana?
Back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. Right now, join me on the show. I have someone who's about to drop his debut solo album real soon. His name is Shilky. Welcome to the show.
Hello, assalamualaikum.
Tell me a bit about yourself, man. Maybe let's start off with what were the kind of music that you were listening to when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, I listened to a lot of things, actually. There was a boy band phase, there was a Avenged Sevenfold phase, and then I think most of it was hip-hop. Even though I like all of those stuff on the side, but it's mainly on hip-hop. And it's, I gotta credit my dad because he showed me Snoop Dogg. And then from there I just explored.
For fans of hip hop, I realized that you can put them in two camps. One that gets attracted to hip hop because of the rapping, the lyrics, and the other camp, they are attracted to hip hop because of the beats. Which camp were you in?
At first it was the lyrics, but now I'm slowly changing my camp to beats. Because beats are nice. Beats are nicer than words, actually. And beats make people move, for me lah.
Well, words can make people move as well. Like, move their hearts inside. Do you produce as well?
I produce.
Have you been producing since day one? Or was it rapping first, then only producing came after?
It was almost at the same time, actually. Because first time I recorded was with Was Good. That was back in 2017. And then after that, I was like, Was Good, you got to teach me how to make beats, man. I cannot keep asking you for beats. I need to do this on my own because I don't want to trouble people. And then, yeah. And he was a good friend to me back then. And until now, actually.
It takes a certain kind of confidence to, you know, pick up a mic and start rapping or even letting your friends hear your rapping, you know. What got you inspired to take the step of faith, you know, to start rapping?
You got to ask Was Good that because he was like, he made, okay, we were sitting like back in 2017, it was, I think, 1 a.m., 2 a.m.-ish. And then he was like, he showed me his beats and then I was like bumping my head and then there was this beat. And then I was like, okay, hey, this beat is nice, bro. Beat me baik, you know? And then he's like literally giving me the mic to do something. And then I was like, what do you want me to do? Do it. That's it. And then I just did it. And then Noted came out the next day. I was like, oh, this is music.
Did the lyrics lyrics come on the spot as well? Or was it pre-written?
Parts of it were pre-written. And then We just butchered everything as we go.
Sounds like you're a fan of first takes.
Yeah. The first takes are actually the best takes because I don't know, for some reason it has more feelings. It has much more depth than just, okay, let's say I take a second recording. It won't sound just as nice. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a mix of maybe the danger of not knowing how it'll sound like and the energy level that's just different from, let's say, if you tried to replicate it again. It's just not as raw.
Yeah, exactly. Not most people see it like that, though. I mean, some people are like strictly professional and I'm just like, okay, that's my recording. One take only. Oh, one take, you know.
Basically, you're capturing that moment as well in, right?
Yeah.
You know, for many producers, beat making is like a muscle that you have to train every day. So for you, do you only make beats when you're inspired or are you one of those one beat a day kind of producers?
I only do it when I'm inspired because I've tried awal-awal dulu masa buat beat. Aku macam, okay, buat beat ni tapi tak feel. Macam kenapa tak feel? And then I just started to stop like I think 2 months. And then I buat again. And then macam, oi, last time tak nice macam ni. Okay, let's just do it bila ada mood je. Because if I do it every day, dia macam, I don't know, it's like I'm forcing something out. I don't want to do that. I want things to be more organic and more fun. Fun is a must for me. If I don't do it for fun, then it just jadi tak best.
I've been talking to producer and rapper Shilky, finding out all about his brand new album called Tempat Gelap, which will be dropping real soon. Heading for a very short break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this. Do stay tuned right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Aku macam baby, please jangan kau buat hadalu. And we're back on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Ting, and I've been speaking to producer and rapper from Malaysia, Shilky, to find out more about him and his soon-to-be-released brand new debut solo album called Tempat Gelap. Let's talk a bit about the collaborative album that you dropped last year with Jay Station. It's called Melancholy and Sweet Dreams, released last year. Yeah, you were just sharing with me before we hit record about how this album came to be. Maybe you can share with us more about it.
So the album is really, I mean, I wanted to put something out, but then I met Jay Station on Discord. So he told me he wanted to be someone in the scene. So I'm like, okay, I proposed the idea of making one project for him to get his name out there. And then we had a concept. He knows how to do artworks. So like, okay, basically the art thing is done. And then I just made the beats. We had a concept of something like a loop of disappointment because of love.
Hmm.
Because if you hear the first song, it's orang tu je sedih, sangat-sangat sedih. And then after two songs, dia macam progressing to, oh, the guy is actually feeling something. And then towards the end, dia macam, eh, kenapa rasa macam the first song again? Because it's a loop.
Hmm.
We try to achieve that lah.
Hmm. So for you at that point, you haven't released any EPs or albums yet. You singles. Just released loose singles. Mm-hmm. So what made you decide to make your first album a collaborative one?
Why not? That's just it. Why not? People macam ada orang nak minta tolong kat kita, and then kita just tolong je lah.
That's the spirit.
With that, you create value and you create meaningful friendships.
Yeah.
That's the second thing. Fun and friendship.
And now finally you're preparing to drop Tempat Gelap, your very first debut solo album, which is dropping in a few months' time. And you've dropped so far two singles. What can you share with us about that upcoming album?
The upcoming album is actually, for me, it's not the same as Melancholy Sweet Dreams where it's thematic.
Mm.
It's basically me showing different sides of me. Like, let's say for Kau Mana, it's like R&B-ish. But for 1 to 5, it's like, sepanai-panai 1 to 5, you know? It's fun. And then for every song, you can hear the difference between each songs. So I just want to, you know, tunjuk bakat.
If I'm not mistaken, there are 10 tracks in that new album?
10 or 9. I haven't decided. 10 or 9.
And Mud Jet contributed productions for one of the tracks, Ralph Lauren Biru.
Ralph Lauren Biru, yeah, it's the next song coming out.
Ah, I see.
It's supposed to drop next week.
Who else do you work with that you can share?
That I can share?
Yeah.
Okay. So far, Guard came in, Mud Jet, Lost from Post Pop Boys, Pianix as well. I share je lah everyone. Kalau kat sini dah. Didi, Akim Waru, the new upcoming legend from Johor. Yeah, Astro Rangers is also in the project. And then, that's it. With Ichu.
Hmm. Yes. How much of the new album is self-produced and how much is it a collaboration with other producers?
Kau Mana is self-produced. Let's say it's 70-30% where I produce more of the beats.
Would you say that this album, as you said previously, I want to show your different range in the different sounds that each single brings? And Kau Mana, for me, it has a bit of a boogie-ish kind of beat as well, which is very different from 125. What other different styles and sounds can we expect?
You can expect like whatever that you've been seeing in Malaysia, the scene, or internationally, I don't know, but I try to do as much as I can. Like, okay, let's say trap, and then I get inspiration from Donda as well, get inspiration from MGK, the type of songs, emo-ish, punk-ish, trap. Other than that, it's just me being me. It's what I feel on that day. I don't plan things. And there are like four or three songs that you maybe it's hard for you to really capture the genre, and you know it's me.
Nice, looking forward to hear those.
Yeah.
So now I know that you like first takes, so most of the vocal takes are probably the first takes, but what about the overall mixing of the sound? Are you normally the type that listens back for hours and hours or days or weeks to the same song just to try to, you know, fine tune the mixing or the mastering?
Of course, that's what I did for Kau Mana, for Tempat Gelap as well. Because bila dah export the song from FL, mesti kita nak dengaran kereta macam nak bumpy and macam, oh, bestnya lagu aku. And then, from that, I macam play by ear lah, okay, this needs more improvement on this part and this part. But there'll be no changing of vocals whatsoever. It's just mixing and mastering. And mostly mixing lah. Mastering, I need some help from my friends.
That's the tough part, especially if you're listening to the same thing over and over again for hours. Your ears really get that ear fatigue, and at that point you need to trust your friends and, you know, get their honest opinion of it.
True. Thankfully I have good friends like Majed, Was Good, who has like super ears and been doing this for a while already.
How long would you say the whole process took so far?
The recording part, I would say it took me like 3-4 months. And then me listening to the song is 6 months or cool. 7 months. Yeah. Just to make sure that, okay, hari ni dengar lagu ni best. Esok best ke tak? We need to make sure that because we're showing it to the people where I'm representing something right now. So I have to put out my best lah.
Well, you know, for most musicians, when they put out an album, they think that the work is done. They think that the bulk of the work is producing the album. But truth is, the work has just begun because after that, there's promotion, there's music videos, there's live shows and all that. Have you thought about that aspect yet?
Actually, untuk this project, I performed it twice already before even dropping the first one, just to catch the traction.
So it's a bit of a testing out the songs on the road, see how the crowd reacts. And how's the reaction so far?
Reaction is good. Reaction is really good. I've gotten like pure feedbacks from people saying that, oh, I like you. Saya suka karya tuan. Saya suka tuan. Jangan stop buat sendiri tuan. Okay, and then aku cakap, okay, you know, thanks though. Kau tu baik, kau rasa tu baik. I mean, if it wasn't for people like that, I don't know if I'll be doing this right now.
It's not easy, right? And I think those kind of support really keeps you going. You mentioned something quite interesting in a previous interview that you gave. You said that you're inspired by Young Thug and Kanye, but lyrically, you're more inspired by local legends like Exis and Wings. Tell me more.
Basically, I don't know if I'll be able to achieve this, but having like Kanye type beats or Young Thug type beats and then just lyrically be as good as the rock era in Malaysia. Exis, Awi, Nash, Gersang. Because when, I don't know, the Malay in me comes out. when I hear those songs, I'm like, oh, okay, this is so good. The lyrics, how they deliver the lyrics. And it sounds so pure. And I want to achieve that level. That's why I've been for Tempat Gelap, I think it was the start of me actually layan lagu rock, and it was all because of Was Good, Majet and Afiq Ali. Afiq, every time macam dalam kereta, Afiq macam exist. Okay, jom kita layan. Best.
Actually, that's a good way to come out with something fresh and you know, to come out with a product that can really
be differentiated,
but also it's something that Malaysians can call their own, you know, because it's a fusion of not only the hip hop styles in terms of the beats, but it has a DNA of something that's very Malaysian.
Yes, that's itu apa yang aku target lah, because tak nak bunyi macam orang lain. I wanted things to be like, okay, bila dia dengar lagu ni, say, oh, ni Syuki, boleh nampak. No matter what beats, no matter what lyrics, dia macam bila dengar je, oh, ni Syuki. Instead of macam every time dengar je, oh, ni lagu macam, oh, ni macam lagu dia ni, ni macam lagu dia ni. I want it to be aku nak jadi lain lah, if boleh.
Now that you're almost finished with the new album, what were some recording or songwriting tips that you wish you knew when you first started up?
Writing skills and bila nak record, basically kita kena ada that energy before kita record, so that macam bila dengar balik after record tu tak ada macam penat gila bunyi dia. And also kita kena, we have to come prepared lah basically. I mean, miracles tak datang macam tu je. You have to put on, kita kena letak some effort beforehand so that miracles tu lagi senang jadi. And then just make sure every time you record, you really give everything that you got for the song. Because if not, dia macam, I don't want you to regret later on. Macam, oh, okay, misalah lagu ni boleh jadi hit, tapi record macam tu. Okay. Just give everything while you can. For people out there yang buat music, just make sure korang buat for fun. Bukannya serious or ada beef. Because at the end of the day, kita nak orang layan lagu tu. So if, let's say, kita datang dengan energy yang macam nak diss orang ke apa ke. I'm not saying that that's not cool or whatever, tapi it's not helping.
What if people say it's for the culture?
It's for the culture. I mean, scene kita bukannya besar mana pun pusing-pusing balik. Oh, dia ni. Dia kawan dengan dia ni. Macam, oh, okay. So, it's not good for you lah. Takut, let's say you get tangled in a complicated situation and then just do it for fun. Just do it for fun and do it for music lah.
Do it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
As you've hinted before this, you'll be dropping Ralph Lauren Bilu as your next single. Any other things that you can share with the new album for all our listeners who are excited for the drop?
Ralph Lauren Bilu is the song that we dropped the jersey. Yeah, so people might be familiar. Some people who follow Selatan on a daily basis will be familiar with the song, but if not, it's just a banger from me and my chat.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. We are 100% confident that it's good.
Nice.
Because
nice.
We spent months on the song just to master it properly for you guys. And I hope you guys like it. Lah.
So for our listeners out there who would like to get more information about you, where's the best place to go?
The best place to go is you can go to my Twitter, Muhammad Shilki, MUHD_Shilki. It's the same also with my Instagram and maybe my Spotify. I don't know. It depends. Bila ada mood saya nak kat Twitter, kita cakap sahaja kat Twitter. Kalau ada benda nak share dekat Instagram, kita share. Tapi yeah, you can get it there lah. For sure.
Thank you so much, man, for joining me on the show. And I really can't wait to hear Tempat Gelap in full, all 9 or 10 tracks.
Yes, I am really excited to release the song because the album will drop on my birthday. I specifically planned this every 2 weeks until my birthday. So it's a free present from myself.
So if you want to know the exact release date of Tempat Gelap, you have to know Shilki's birthday.
Yeah, some people might know already.
Thank you so much, man, for joining me on the show. It's been great chatting with you and I can't wait to hear more tunes from you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to revisit this episode, it's all available on our website, www.bfm.my/wavelength, very shortly. That's the place where you can check out all our previous episodes as well, get the full track list and all that. To get in touch, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or email us feedback@bfm.my. Let's close off with yet another single that will be featured in the debut solo album of Shilki. This one features came in and it's called 125 by Shilki. Right here on Wavelength. Join us again next week, same time, same place. My name is Alf Nyoting, only here on BFM 89.9.
Pandai-pandai with the five. Hati tak keras, only join aku ride, yeah. Kalau hati lembut, di balik rumah cari bantal peluk, yeah. Setinggi-tinggi kau lompat. Hati tak keras, kau still tak boleh masuk ke sini, doh. Kalau takut jatuh, lebur raya pun kau still tak boleh masuk, yeah. Kalau ops datang aku steady, girl. Clean macam pit, aku on the daily. Jalan basah, licin, careful kalau lalu sini. Drip, yeah. Kencun, yeah. Macam white cell screen. So excuse me, kasih aku jalan. Akhirat di depan, aku takkan bosan. Double vision sebab bagai Chanel. Perami telurukan dan celati punya leg. And motor aku kena cream, kena. Sarung baju aku dah ada cheap. Regulate macam Warren G. Budak biasa boleh duduk tepi, duduk tepi. Sedar-sedar aku dekat genting. Aku lagi penting.
Aku lagi penting.
Yeah. So pandai-pandai what to five. Hati tak keras, only join aku ride. Kalau hati lembut, pergi balik rumah cari bantal peluk. Setinggi-tinggi kau lompat. Hati tak keras, kau still tak boleh masuk ke sini. Kalau takut jatuh,
tak boleh ni ikut kau malah kau pakai korol. Guna kuasa kuda tapi buka cowboy. Keep it clean, tak ada lean tapi korol. Check kau punya mug guard, tanya what's good. Sorry ada rain check tapi lupa raincoat. Nak race atas trail, jalan licik hujan ribut. Kalau buka pantai jerol lebih kurang siput. Wasu ku full time dan baru ikut ride. Tak pakai riser 1, 2, 5, 3 X kat kaki 5 ride. Potong tak takona ride. Siap kat belakang tipe break. Tak ada bambu boncing sambil dia touch. Dia lama-lama buat aku.
pandai-pandai what the vibe. Hati tak keras, boleh join aku ride.
Join aku ride.
Kalau hati lembut, pergi balik rumah cari bantal peluk.
Cari bantal peluk.
Setinggi-tinggi kau lompat. Hati tak keras, kau still tak boleh masuk. Biar sini hidup, kalau tak aku jatuh. Lebur raya pun kau still tak boleh masuk.
Kau still tak boleh masuk.
Pandai-pandai what the vibe. Hati tak keras, boleh join aku ride.
Join aku ride.
Kalau hati lembut, pergi balik rumah cari bantal peluk.
Cari bantal peluk.
Setinggi-tinggi kau lompat. Hati tak keras, kau still tak boleh masuk. Biar sini hidup, kalau tak aku jatuh. Lebur raya pun kau still tak boleh masuk.